in response to the Minister of Finance's request for feedback from civil society on what he should be looking at for the next week's budget speech, the 2026 budget. Arta's view is that the minister should really focus on reform rather than regressive taxes. And last year was proof that there are alternatives to VAT increases, which they were forced to go back to the drawing table on, and realize that restraining this unnecessary spending and wasteful expenditure and then improving revenue collection, we were able to show that we can reduce the fiscal pressure on government, and without doing so without hurting struggling households. So we want Treasury to deepen that approach. We want them to entrench this spending discipline and introduce far tougher oversight to eliminate waste and patronage-driven expenditure. What we also need is the minister to now start seriously looking at where we are paying taxes that are being wasted, such as the skills levy in the CETA system. That whole system needs to be reviewed. We believe it's a waste of money, despite the president's speech, Sona's speech, indicating that more money will be pushed back to business. We still believe the whole CETA skills development levy needs reviewing, but we need government and Treasury to now start strengthening SARS and the Hawks and the NPA to combat illicit trade in tobacco and alcohol and so many other areas where there's illicit trade taking place. And better enforcement there is going to ensure better revenues to government. So we just need government to come clean and do its work that it intends and says it's going to do, especially in the space of professionalizing failing state-owned entities and municipalities. We see no accountability there, no addressing the financial mismanagement and service delivery collapse. So it is time for government to start putting their money where their mouth is, spending our taxes far more efficiently, and we hope the Minister of Finance indicates that it's a clear plan in the budget speech next week.